Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to the International Spiritual Awakening Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show, and I'm your host, Sister Peters. Tonight we have another exciting show as we celebrate the month of May. This is my birthday, but I would not be here if it wasn't for the grace and mercy of Almighty God, Yahweh, Son Yeshua, and the Holy Ghost. And the anointed men and women that were chosen to help me to make it through the most horrific time of my life. I know I can never repay what they did for me, but I'm doing my best because I am committed to advance God's kingdom, and I dedicate the month of May to them for what they brought me through. Because if I follow the current teachings in the church, my family and I will have died prematurely. And I would not be here to celebrate another birthday on May 14th, which is the same day that Israel became a nation in 1948. And I would do anything to advance God's kingdom. We are in a spiritual war. And the church can no longer be silent or continue to look the other way while America is rapidly turning away from God and saints are not equipped to defeat the ruthless, relentless thief, Satan and his devils. It is time for the church to unite and take action. No more excuses. Everyone has a role to play in this war, whether they want to or not. Change in the spirit world and or natural world, it starts with you. This is because the spirit world controls the natural world. God is not a dictator. He gives us free will. What will you do? God has told me to give his people this message, and I'm doing so again and again and again. People are dying from a lack of knowledge and not because it is his will. I'm going to say it again. People are dying from a lack of knowledge and not because it is his will. I can confirm it. As I was watching David Roth's Supernatural show, particular day, he had an evangelist on the show, and he recalled the story about when his mother died when he was a child. She died from cancer. And he did not understand why that happened. So he had a discussion with God. He said, God, you are Almighty God. You could have saved my mother. You could have prevented my mother from dying. But she still died. And God responded to the brokenhearted little boy. He said that the church did not speak the word of God that could have saved her. The church believes that is still the case now. The church is not teaching the word of God that could save you or your loved ones. And I know that for a fact. And it breaks my heart. But more important, we are breaking Yeshua's heart, who's all of mankind. Does anyone care that people are suffering the tactics of the ruthless, the relentless thief, Satan, and his devils? Or people are dying prematurely when they could have lived if they were taught the word of God to save their lives? It's not because God's will. For a man with God, instead of putting the blame on the thief, Satan, and his devils. I've listened, I've learned over the last 10 years, 12 years of going through this battle against these ruthless, relentless devils. I was not taught the word of God to use the power of prayer and fasting, kill the sick, or even raise the dead. Cast out devils or raise the dead. That's from Matthew 10:8. Or to proclaim all of the Lord's deeds, Leviticus 23. Or Yeshua's Jesus' great commission also included these scriptures, Matthew 16:16-19. Or put on the whole armor of God daily, Ephesians. In addition, I did not realize that the lives of my family and loved ones were in jeopardy because of my anointing. I did not realize that children are more vulnerable to the devils, and they can be oppressed and possessed as well as parents and saints. The thief Satan wants souls, and evil is in the church, which needs to be cast out. DemonBuster.com increased my spiritual growth. I learned how to pray effectively, do self-deliverance, do deliverance on others, that I need to cast out devils, which includes sin, diseases, generational curses, and even African-American and Indian curses, and not pray them out. So I did a lot of rebuking and binding and casting out. I never fasted so much in my life because the power, prayer and fasting. Can remove things of those devils that will not come out during prayer. We need to break those yokes. On Thursday, May the 3rd, it is the day of prayer in America. But I am requesting an urgent call for saints, yes, including the elders of the church and inhabitants of America and in the international community to unite for a day of prayer, fasting, sounding and blowing the shofar for America. It is written in Psalm 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Hope to repent, confess, ask God for forgiveness wholeheartedly, and reconcile with God through an international repentance, confession, forgiveness, and reconciliation month. We need to be on one accord to bring heaven down to earth. So that's why I am inviting the saints, believers, elders of the church, inhabitants of America, to unite for this one day. Do not want God to remove the heads of protection from around America. And around, from around some church leaders. People have a choice. And the consequences will be yours. But this is not about me. This is about God. This is about the future of America. This is life and death. And for those who have been in this battle, we have been in a battle for our lives. And I'm telling you, it was not fun. I made it through. But believe me, it was through blood, sweat, and tears. And I said, don't be afraid of me, but be afraid of the God that abides and dwells in me. Because nothing that the enemy can give me. My soul is my most prized possession, and the enemy cannot have it. But thief, Satan, and his devils cannot have it, because I'm not going to hell for anyone. And if you don't believe heaven and hell is real, watch these stories. Watch the movie 90 Minutes in Heaven, where a pastor felt
God telling him to go pray for people in the car accident. And he was the one who died. That it took him 90 minutes of intense praying, singing songs, intense praying, singing songs, and never giving up. 90 minutes. And he did come back. He was resurrected.
Would you pray for hours?
For someone. Until they are healed. Until they are resurrected. The choice is yours. God gives us, God loves you. He doesn't want us to go to hell. But you have to be obedient. You have to. God loves you.
And I want to play another selection, come back and talk about these four keys that has helped me, that we should all do during this divine appointed event on May 3rd. It's time to unite. No excuses. I no longer want God's heart to be broken. Or breaking. Do you?
Thank you.
you want that need to happen, you need to be changed from the inside out. Because we are all connected, spiritually.
That's because we did not commit that sin. Of all of us spiritually, because we are all connected spiritually. So here are the four keys to do for this divine appointed event: prayer and fasting. Some devils do not come out except by prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:21 and Mark 9:29. That's the reason why. Can he answer? Because these devils don't come out except by prayer and fasting. And the power of prayer and fasting has healed people, saved nations, and started revivals and resurrected people. Think you need to cry out to God with earnest prayers, humility, and repentance. You could pray prayer number one, the Saints Believers Commitment Prayer. You could do any type of fasting that you want. Water fast, juice fast, give up processed foods. And you're welcome to join us by not eating anything made with leaven. Bread, cookies, cakes, crackers, cereals, and pies on May 3rd. The reason why is because of 2 Chronicles 30. God is the God of second chances. Some Jews cannot participate in silver and the Feast of Unleavened Bread in the first month because of being defiled. So they went to God and he said that they can celebrate the Passover, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread on the same day, exactly a month later, and they did so. So this week, think we did not celebrate Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread. We should eat unleavened bread. Matzos, M-A-T-Z-O-S, and do not eat anything made with leaven until Sunset, May the 8th. Now, leaven is associated with the root of many sins, pride. Some of the other sins associated with leaven are malice, wickedness, and wrong teaching. First Corinthians 5:8, Luke 12:11, and Matthew 16:11-12. Now the second important key is blow a sound the shofar daily or hourly. It is written in Numbers 10:9. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpet, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemy. On the shofar, you can play the shofar videos now on YouTube or on the website daily by including it in your worship, praise, and prayer time. Shofar is also used as praise. And that's why I'm speaking now. And I share it. Or 12 hours to show our videos while sleeping, driving, working, and in church. believe me, the atmosphere will be changed when you finish. The goal is to unite. Unity to be evil. So you can join us on the Blog Talk Radio show here on May the 2nd at 8 p.m. and May the 3rd at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And the caller number is 347-677-1955. Or chat and listen to the live or archive show at www.blogtalkradio.com/IFAM. The caller number is 347-677-1955 or chat and listen to the live or archive show at blogtalkradio.com/IFAM. And you can also join us on the worship, praise, and prayer call on May, starting at midnight, 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can enter the U.S. call number, 641-715-0865. That's 641-715-0865 and access code 557452 pound. 557452 pound. And then at 2, 7, or 8 p.m. Eastern Time, enter the U.S. call number 641-715-0865, 641-715-0865, and access code 104870 pound, 104870 pound. And last, take positive action. Spend at least 1 hour with God. Spend at least 1 hour with God daily. Develop a relationship with God, 1 John 1. Read the Holy Bible for yourself. If the devil is counting on you not to have time to do it, so you're relying on a person in a pulpit, and I can tell you that some people were not called to be in that pulpit. They're doing it for the money. They're not doing it to prepare you for heaven or save your soul. Learn to sin. It's a sin to know to do good and not do it. I have to say this from James 4:17. It is a sin to know to do good and not do it. James 4:17. Forgive yourself and forgive others of their trespasses, transgression. Matthew 14-15, 8:5, and Mark 11:25-26. Help others, donate, give of your time, send flowers or gift basket, food. Words have power, either spoken or written. Some things may be coming to fruition because of what we said in your past or what you said about yourself or someone else. Those rules need to be reviewed, combined, and cast out into the sea. Combine every negative word spoken against you. Get from the beginning of time until now, to present day, or written about you in the name of Yeshua. Hebrew is the purest language because there are no curse words in it, and it has the highest frequency than English. And that's why I use the divine name of Jesus, because it has a higher frequency. And in addition, there are no letters J in language. Increase your frequency. This is a key point. Because when your body is healed, you are operating in a higher frequency than the ones who have the compromised immune system. But you can change it by the way, by what you put in your mouth, by what you drink, by what you say, who you surround yourself with. All of that could affect you. Your thoughts. Go to your father. Now be happy. Forgive those who have hurt you. You did not say forgive you were unfair to your fault, pause and talking. Donate to a ministry or a Jewish ministry. Genesis 5:3. This is the book of law. Now need to sing, confess, repent, and tell the whole truth. In 2010, I learned that unbelievable truth that unscrupulous U.S. Fed were abusing their power, and that Genia, he was a prophet, received $100,000, and that G, another victim, received $25,000. They were angry because President Obama won the second term after praying fast for 21 days before the election. And during those 21 days, I was told by some Republicans that some well-known prophets had prophesied that Mitt Romney was going to win. And I did not feel in my spirit that was going to be the case. And since then, my life has been, not the way I thought it should be. So, I'm making, I'm doing what God has told me to do. Unscrupulous police, doctors, citizens, and employees should confess of their participation in these criminal, inhumane activities for God's leniency by May the 4th, 2018 at 5:14 a.m. EST. That's 8:14 a.m. EST. Whoever's on the phone, you hear me? Do unto others as you will have. You can watch CIA whistleblower Kevin Shipp. This viewer is named Kevin Shipp, S-H-I-P-P, at YouTube. And he reveals at 13 minutes and 40 seconds, if a person reports government abuse, CIA, also FBI, claims they are unstable, paranoid, need psychological counseling. And at 3410, if you fear them, they have you. That's how they do it. They manipulate the American people through intimidation and fear. CIA bolted to his house, drugs his dogs, and painted chemicals on film. Who gave anyone the right to destroy their lives and their property, kill innocent people, give them a fake medical diagnosis of mental health? Go see www.cchr.org, cchr.org, because they can, no, they cannot. Have faith with no fear and no doubt. Fear God and not man. It is finished. God loves you, but he hates your sin. And so do I. Have a blessed and go to manifestthetruth.com. Manifestthetruth.com, because it's time to tell the truth in this system of logicity. No more lies. We want the whole truth and nothing but the truth.